if this is just the beginning, my life is gonna be beautiful. She's telling me we'll be wed. She's picked out a king-sized bed.
Okay, I'd like to call this meeting of the City of Goleta Parks and Rec Commission to order. And let's start with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, roll call.
Commissioner Dato.
Here.
Commissioner Hart.
Here.
Commissioner McGulpin.
Here.
Commissioner Rodriguez.
Here.
Commissioner Kelly.
Here.
Vice Chair West.
Here.
Chair Warner.
Here. Okay, the next item is a public forum, and this is usually the time when people can have their say on any item that's not on the agenda. I don't see anyone who wants to speak, so we will go ahead and move on to the next item.
That will bring us to item A1, park naming contest finalists.
Get my agenda here. Oh, that was last week's. Okay, for this item, the Parks and Rec Commission, along with the City Council and the Naming Committee, want to recognize everyone that participated in the Hollister Kellogg Park Naming Contest. As part of this recognition, we have a certificate of participation and some gift certificates for the top six finalists. And one thing I just want to say, I just want to take a minute and say how impressed I was with the community response. I think we had over 250 submittals. And from what I could tell, the submittals represented many segments of our community. We had some historical submittals. We had submittals in both Spanish and Chumash languages. And then we had several submittals from the local elementary school, which I thought was absolutely wonderful. And I think this just goes to show part of how involved the citizens of Goleta are in their city and how they wanted to participate in naming this park, which is one of the newest park in the city of Goleta in a long time. So what I'd like to do is, since the winners are not here, I'm just going to read their names and the name of the park that they suggested. Oh, before I do this, are there any other commissioners that have a comment? Okay, I'll move on. Gabriella Milani Pacheco, and her suggestion was Kids Dream Park. Christina Garcia, Esperanza Park. Raquel DeCarmo, and she recommended Goodland Park. Michael Brown, Quazil Park. I hope I said that correctly. And Stephanie Jones, Hilo Village Park. And then the nominee whose name was selected by the City Council, the name was first submitted by Anna Citrin, and that is the Johnny D. Wallace Neighborhood Park. Okay, and we will, staff, I guess, will get in touch with the winners, the finalists, and give them their certificates and the gift cards.
Yes, definitely, Madam Chair. We'll make sure that they receive their certificates and their awards. Thank you.
Okay. Okay, item A2.
That would be the Playground Replacement Ad Hoc Committee meeting presentation.
Okay, Mrs. Plummer.
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. So I just wanted to report back to the Commission. At our last meeting, we took some actions, and a lot has happened since our last meeting, so I just wanted to share a little bit to bring you up to speed. On October 3rd, as you recall, the Parks and Recreation Commission appointed Kathleen Werner and Daryl West to our Playground Ad Hoc Committee. On October 10th, these two, along with three city staff members from Neighborhood Services Department, as well as from the Neighborhood Service and Public Safety Department, as well as the Public Works Department, interviewed three playground vendors, our top three. And at the conclusion of the meeting, the recommendation was to move forward with Sun Country Systems, which is a play and park structures company. Our current phase is yesterday afternoon on December 4th, the City Council approved a purchasing agreement to purchase the play equipment for Andamar, Berkeley, and Winchester 2 parks, and fitness equipment for Winchester 1 park. Staff will be returning to the City Council at a later date to determine the exact layout for the Winchester 2 playground expansion. The equipment that we're purchasing, as you recall, for that area, we were looking for a 2-5 age group as well as 5-12. So it did require an extensive expansion of that space, and there were some concerns. So we're going to look at some alternatives, but we still will stay with the same equipment and figure out where exactly that's going to be placed. So our next steps, we placed the order today for the playground equipment, and staff is working on the process of the removal, the construction and preparation and installation and surfacing. And these elements will be taking place early in 2019. The goal is to have those playgrounds open and ready for the kids before summer of 2019. Were there any questions from any of the commissioners on that process or anything?
Commissioner West?
I don't have a question, but I just wanted to say what a delight it was to be on that interview panel. I learned so much and was really impressed with all the companies that sent their staff to us. And maybe, Mrs. Plummer, you could share with everyone the excitement about one of the reasons why we selected who we did, because of the countrywide recognition we will receive when those three parks are done.
Sure. Thank you, Vice Chair West. The playground designer had actually, out of the four parks they designed, three of them will qualify for national demonstration sites. And what that means is two of the four playground areas are addressing both age groups, the 2-5, as well as the 5-12, and all elements of play, which include movement, swinging, climbing, sliding, brachiating, which is the over the head, arm over arm type of activity. And so having all of the inclusiveness of all of the play structures, play features, it allows us to qualify for a national demonstration site, which will receive some national recognition. In addition, Winchester One, which is a very small space, will be putting in some fitness equipment in that space. I actually do have some renderings here I can share with you. The fitness equipment at Winchester One will have meet all the elements of fitness. So Andamar Park, we have an expansion here, both age groups. We have covered seating for the spectators down below. I know it's a lot here, so it's kind of hard to see. You see the motion, the spinning. We actually are bringing back a merry-go-round. They took them away a long time ago when we were all kids and made them much safer and slower, so it's coming back. And then there's also, you can see on the bottom picture, there are swings, and there's three different types of swings there. There's the regular belt swing. There is another one that can be used for a child that is handicapped, or it can be used for a toddler. It will buckle them in entirely. And then there are two, what's called a selfie swing, which will allow a toddler and a parent, or a child and a baby and a parent, to be in the swings together, swinging, facing one another. It's actually called a selfie swing because there is a location to put your cell phone and record your child while they're swinging, if you choose. But having that parent-child interaction, having the parent be able to focus on the child, was really exciting for us. At Berkeley Park, we had talked about only replacing the 5-12-year-old structure with a climbing apparatus, which you see on the right. But when we were looking at the features, one of the things that was concerning for us is we were going to be putting in some new surfacing into the toddler area. And so It was the recommendation from our Public Works Department that we consider replacing the toddler equipment. That space is such a small space, and bringing it up to code are really limited in what we can do, and there's really not an opportunity for expansion in that space. So what you see here is a toddler teeter-totter that is a combination of a bouncer and a teeter-totter. That's the red and blue item you see in the background. Up in the foreground, what was really featured was a butterfly that has been created specifically for Goleta. So where you've seen in other parks and beaches, they have dolphins or whales that kids can climb on and play on, we actually have a beautiful monarch. So that's very exciting. And this is, they actually designed it and created it for us because we're Goleta. Winchester 2, very simple layout here, but again, we are addressing all the different elements of fitness that are necessary to become a national demonstration site. So we have balance, we have strength, we have cardio. So right in here, abdominal strength training, there's very simple again, and it will be an opportunity on this side of town because, as you know, at the Johnny D. Wallace Neighborhood Park, we have fitness equipment, and in the specifications for the community center park parcel, we are going to be adding in fitness equipment there as well as a bid alternate. So hoping that we can come in for that one as well. And Winchester 2, again, you see we have lots of playground equipment here. You see on the top left those swings, again, the same swing setup as we have at the other park. You see a picnic table there, but there will be a cover over that picnic table. And then right next to the picnic table is another merry-go-round type of feature, but this one is designed specifically for children with disabilities. So if they don't, or younger children, if they don't have the ability to hold themselves up, they actually have a backrest and that they can be in there and be participating. So real exciting opportunity. In the background, in the bottom picture, you can see the benches with the covered area. And that was one of the things we really heard from the parents, is they wanted to make sure they had a space that they could sit, that was covered, and they could see. And you can pretty much see every element unless a child gets behind something in here. So real exciting about that, about these parks, and it was very exciting to place that order today.
Any other questions? Okay, no, I agree. I mean, I think that seeing these parks sort of, it seems like it took a long time, but it's nice to see that the equipment has been ordered and that these parks are going to be full of children pretty soon. Okay, with that, we'll go to the consent calendar.
That would be item B1, approval of the Parks and Recreation Commission meeting minutes of October 3, 2018. And if I could, there is a correction to these minutes. Throughout the document, it was noted that the word commissions was used instead of the word commissioners. We've corrected that. It is at the dais, and the public has a copy. The correction is highlighted.
Okay. I'd like to move that we approve the minutes as amended.
Is there a second?
I second.
Okay. Let's have a call the motion, call the vote.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Okay, that will take us to item
C1.
A Johnny D. Wallace Neighborhood Park handball wall mural discussion.
Mrs. Plummer.
Thank you, Chair Werner. So tonight we're here to discuss some considerations for a mural for the Johnny D. Wallace Neighborhood Park. Your staff report and our presentation is not really detailed because this is just a conceptual discussion. I'm asking you tonight that you receive the information on a possible mural to be placed on the west side of the handball wall at the Johnny D. Wallace Neighborhood Park and provide a recommendation to City Council, or take no action, retaining the wall as the colored stucco with no additions or changes. So, as you know, the park is currently under construction and on schedule to open in March of 2019. The handball wall is 16 feet high and 20 feet wide, has a colored stucco finish, a very natural looking finish. It's beautiful and can be seen from the street and adjacent properties. The original design for this wall included two trees that would be placed strategically right in front of that back wall, and using the colored stucco as a very nice backdrop. Unfortunately, once, as you know, with construction projects on paper, it looks one way you go into it, and the footings for this project for this wall extend a little too far and are not going to allow enough root growth for the trees that are specified for that area. So what we're looking at is what are our options and what are our alternatives. So one of the things we have been looking for a place in Johnny D. Wallace Neighborhood Park is for a message board so that we can post meeting and events in this, that are going to be taking place in the city. And a message board is going to be ordered to put at that location because it's right near the restrooms. It's right next to a walkway. I've met out there with the clerk, and she's real excited about that location, and we're working on getting all materials in English and Spanish and posting that side of town. So instead of the trees going in there, we will have a message board, but that still keeps the top portion of the wall available for consideration of a potential mural. So tonight, I'm asking you to consider and discuss options for the upper portion of the backside of the handball wall, and the commission can consider anything. If you'd like to consider anything other than leaving it as just stucco, we would need to have a recommendation come forward to the City Council by staff for further consideration, and we can keep it just stucco is fine as well because it is very pretty. While there's no fiscal impacts associated with our discussion tonight, the addition of a mural for this area could cost between $5,000 and $25,000 for the development and the installation. Annual maintenance and replacement costs would also factor into fiscal impacts, but they could vary based on the types of material used. So we can paint directly on the stucco. We can paint on other boards and install them on the stucco. I was able to have lengthy conversations with one of the artists with the Lompoc Mural Society. We explored a lot of different opportunities and different ideas and concepts, and there's a lot to consider how we would go about doing this process. So before we plunged into that area, we wanted to check in with the commission to see what your thoughts are. I wanted to share with you the visual impacts of this wall. Were taken just yesterday, so it's wet out there. So that's why it's brown. It's and light brown and dark brown. It's usually just a pretty, really pretty natural brown color. So that's the height of the wall. You see it coming from the angle. You see it straight on. And the picture with the white car is taken actually today right across the street. So that's from the sidewalk across the street. So you can see right above the green fence, that little black, some black posts right below the green fence. You can see right behind the car, that's where our fence line is for the park. So it's shorter than that green fence. So this is what the neighbors are seeing right now. So I just wanted to make sure that you were aware of this. And then right in front of that's also going to be the skaters as they're skating on the skate park as well. The message board will go up to about that line point, and then we will have some other plantings in there as well. But the question keeps coming up as to what are we going to do with that wall? What do we have any plans for it? And ideas keep coming back to a mural. So before, again, heading down that road, we wanted to just have this opportunity for the commission to chat and discuss, and I'm available if you have any questions.
Okay. Commissioner Hart.
Thank you. My first question is, right now we talked when we were going over the names about honoring Johnny D. Wallace. I'm wondering what is already in plans for doing so and whether or not we might be able to combine efforts and use that section of the wall as maybe a mural including some memorialization of Johnny. That's just my thought. But my first question is there already something to, I guess, signage or whatever to tell everybody that it's Johnny D. Wallace Memorial Park?
Commissioner Hart, the sign will say the Johnny D. Wallace Neighborhood Park. So that is for sure. What has not been determined is if there's going to be any other commentary that is in a permanent status at the park. Obviously, at the dedication, there will be a lot of discussion, but beyond that, the signs for the park will all reflect Johnny D. Wallace Neighborhood Park.
Okay, Vice Chair West.
Well, our chairperson and I had the privilege several times in the last few months of taking a walk with Mrs. Plummer at the park. And I am not an artist and have no skill in that whatsoever, but the area of, I think it would be a wonderful community project to have a mural there. I don't know if we want to invite the art departments from DP and San Marcos to get involved. I really don't have the exact answer or vision, but I think by having something really beautifully done there, it would also act as a deterrent for having that area constantly tagged by various groups. And I think if we invite the community and the city of Goleta to get involved in this project, then we all would have ownership of protecting the park and particularly that mural from having anybody come and deface it. So the only thing I had thought about is in front of the mission, we have that wonderful event every May, and if you walk around and you look at the chalk artists, there are often many artists working on one particular chalk display at one time, and they have it as a little grid, I think is what it's called, and one person will come and work on just one small component of the artwork, and I don't know if it would be a butterfly or whatever artist would envision that it would look pretty, but I would think it would be a wonderful community project. And I know that our chair and I, we asked Mrs. Plummer about, you know, possibly people buying a tile and you know, each family creating a pretty picture on a tile and then taking all those tiles and putting it on there. But I believe you said that might end up being too heavy, an additional weight, right?
That was one of the discussions we did have with our building department, was the structure was designed for what you see there. So anything additional that we do put on that would have to go through our building department. If we were to put even construct a mural off-site and have it installed, that would need to be approved by our building department. But the tile, because I share your vision, or even including the kids and having them create tiles, it would be really neat. But I am afraid that, you know, until we know with more specifics, it looks like it might be too heavy for that space.
Okay, Commissioner Gulpin?
How about, I mean, the people that have to look at it the most are the people that live across the street. So have we knocked on the doors or have we solicited them? Because there's a lot of artists out there that could do a fantastic job and they would be more than happy to put their artwork into something so positive. So that would be my suggestion, knocking on their doors.
Commissioner Dado?
Thank you. I just wanted to completely agree with everything that Vice Chair West said. I couldn't agree more with everything you said, and also with Commissioner McGulpin. So I just wanted to put that out there. But also had a question about the message board. Has the size of that been determined yet?
The city clerk has chosen one that's relatively wide, but wide enough so that we can accommodate both English and Spanish correspondence. That's the goal. It's not going to be small. It's bigger than what we have out here in front of City Hall. It stands on its own legs, but we are currently going through the purchasing policy to determine our process so that we can specify one specific message board.
And has there been any decision about, is it only going to be notices related specifically to City of Goleta government, you know, activities, or will neighborhood flyers or flyers about, you know, community events also be allowed to be placed in there? I'm kind of off topic here, but
at this time, because it doesn't exist, there's not a policy related to it. So right now the intent is to make sure that the residents in Old Town are very aware of city functions and meetings that would impact them. So that's the primary goal of it. And then as it evolves, if there's other opportunities, then those would be discussed and taken on as they come up.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you.
Commissioner Rodriguez.
I don't know what the protocol would be, but would it be possible to do something similar to how we got the community involved to submit names via online or just making suggestions? I think if an artist can describe their vision, maybe we could bring it, you know, their ideas here and we could have further discussion. But then I wouldn't also know, like, what would a time frame for something like that look like?
So in our communications with the Mural Society, because they have done everything from a mural in a day in which you hire a master muralist and then they create the giant mural and establish the grids similar to I Modinari, and then they hire other artists to do those sections, to commissioning somebody to actually do it off-site and then install something later on. And so the process typically is a call for artists, similar to a request for proposals for a project, is a call for artists. You, in that call for artists, you establish a budget, you establish the medium that you want to work with, and you establish a subject. So then the artists are free to say what that subject means. So if you talk about the subject matter being historic Goleta, for example, it could go in a lot of different directions, and then they would submit a rendering, and then you would sign with that artist based on that rendering, and you can fine tune it just like you would with a designer for a playground, for example. So that's typically the process in speaking with them, and they have done hundreds of murals and different sizes, different topics, different approaches. And again, the reason for that 5,000 to 25,000 is just like Commissioner McGulpin said, there's a lot of artists who may just want the opportunity to share their talent, and it would be an honor versus the paycheck to have it there, because it is seen very, it has to be, whatever image it is, it has to be a very large image so you don't even have to enter the park to see it. So it does require some fine tuning on our behalf. We could do a competition if we wanted to. We could, the sky's the limit, but we wanted to come to you to see if you felt that we needed to talk about having this area addressed or leave it in its natural setting, because it does blend with the trees and all the other things that are out there. So that's why we came to you this evening. Does that answer your question?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, if there aren't any other comments, I just have one or two just to take on what you just said as far as it being natural. I mean, the mural could even be a mural of trees and leaves and vines, you know, so that it does blend in with the background. And the theme of the park is a nature theme. So I think that would be nice. And if I lived across the street from that, I think I would like to look at that. I also had a question. If for some reason the mural option doesn't go through and the trees are too big, have you looked into like vines, you know, like those small climbing vines that you see that can sometimes be very artistic the way they branch out?
We have looked at climbing vines. We have climbing vines in other areas of the park, and so it would be very natural to go in that direction. The footing currently sits 4 feet away from the edge. So to do the climbing vines would create something a little wonky, for lack of a better term, as they kind of have to go sideways before they climb up. We've also looked at large trees and large pots that could go in front of there too. So that would be determined after the message board was in place to see what space we have to work with and what our landscape architect would see as aesthetically pleasing.
Thank you. Another comment.
Yeah. I hear that it was already designed to fit with the community and to blend. These pictures really make it difficult. I guess I have to get out there on a dry day to really get a sense. But that right now, is it in a finished way if we don't do anything? So if we were to visualize it right now, we would have a good sense of what it's going to look like at the end?
Yes. If you go by there on a dry day, you would just driving by, you can see that little line above the fence there. That from that down, that would have the message board. And I believe that the tree that is you see in the picture, that one is actually, I don't believe that is right next to the
right, it's foreground
board. It's actually on the other side of the sidewalk by the skate park. So there it is in the front of it, yes.
But I guess I'm getting at is there was design in mind. There was, you know, fit and feel and all of that. When I look at this, I you know, it's hard not to support the idea of a mural and more art in the community. But when I look at the fiscal impact, you know, where else could we spend $5,000 to $25,000 if we were to throw up alternative projects that are vying for limited funds these days? I'm tending to back off a little bit on that. So I don't really have a hard comment, but I am concerned that you know, the costs or the money that we're spending on it could maybe be put to better use. I'm not sure.
Commissioner West, Vice Chair.
I'd like to suggest that perhaps we have another subgroup to further explore this, because I've gone by that. To me, it's just a wall. And if I was a young 15-year-old kid in town and I was a, you know, it's just waiting for me to put my tag on it, I would think, it, you know, if it was left blank. And so I do think, I love that you've reached out to a group that does murals, and I'm perhaps with them on board and some of the other suggestions we have, maybe the cost could be quite minimal. And especially if we don't do tiles and we don't have it done off-site and then mounted, if it's actually work just painted on it, I mean, perhaps it wouldn't be that expensive. And I would think perhaps, do you need help on what would the next steps be, or what do you need from us tonight?
Vice Chair West, what we're asking tonight is, do we want to address that upper portion tonight? Do we want to consider a mural? And if we do, we would need a recommendation from you for staff to take a recommendation to City Council, and which would have a little bit more detail than this, maybe a process in which we would go about doing a call for artists and things of that nature. The other option is to, at this time, do nothing. We can also table the conversation and wait till the park's a little bit more mature. We just wanted, while we're in the final stages of construction, because we're really in that last quarter of construction here, we wanted to bring this to you tonight so that we could have those preliminary discussions. And again, we can postpone it and wait until after the park is open and revisit it if that's a concern. We would also know after the park is open how much under budget we were able to come and see if there's residual funds for the park project.
I like that idea. You know, it is easy to kick the can down the road, but in this case, seeing it in the finished format, and also I would suspect we will get a lot of feedback early on from the community on the park and as a whole, and they may say something about, we would like to see something else there, or it's an eyesore. And mm-hmm. then we've got marching orders as to what maybe to do. But I do like whoever suggested the high schools and making it a learning opportunity. I mean, it's a neighborhood park, it's a community park. That opportunity to, you know, get the neighborhood young people, I guess I'll say the high schoolers would be, but, you know, get San Marcos or DP art departments to submit competing bids or something like that would keep the costs down and also include people.
Okay. I just want to mention also along those lines, there is a mural going on right now being painted at the community center. There's that one white wall along the western edge, and that's being done by a group of DP high school students, along with the artist that did, I think, the design. So there's we have an example of something that's being done in the community that if we decide, I also like the idea of maybe sort of waiting a little bit and seeing how the community looks at the park, uses the park, and before we say go ahead with the full recommendation for the full mural. So I kind of like the idea of let's live with it a little bit and then make a decision further a little bit later.
Yeah, I was just going to agree that I like the idea of a mural a lot, but I think it would be a good idea to wait and see, you know, the park after it's completed and what the landscaping looks like. And I don't know what, you know, staff's probably really concentrating on just getting the park finished at this point in time and on budget as much as possible. So to take that off of them, you know, to put something else on their plate right now when it could, you know, maybe wait till next summer or next spring after the park's done and everyone gets to see how it's functioning and what the landscaping turns out. I really like the idea of it as far as looking at it, you know, maybe 6 or 9 months from now.
Great. So I think we staff has direction from the commission to the mural is sort of on the table but on hold, and we'll revisit it at a later time.
We would need somebody to make a motion for that because it is a discussion item.
I'd be glad to make a motion. I'd like to move that we go with the as-is option for the time being and reserve the right in the future to modify that.
Is that okay?
Mm-hmm. Sounds good. Is there a second?
I'll second that.
Okay. I'd like to call for the vote. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed?
I am opposed because I'd like to see it to go forth now, because I think once the park is open and you're having families and kids there, that painting that mural will become a lot more challenging. So,
okay, thank you.
Commissioner West, I'd just like to respond to you that one of the neat things about a mural is you can make a whole event about around it. So after we have the honeymoon effect wear off of the new park, we could revitalize the area as well if we were able to come back and do something else. And especially, like you said, watching the chalk art develop and everybody painting a little bit of it, it can be turned into a great event. So, well, yes, there will be, you know, challenges, but anything is doable.
Okay, great. Thank you. That takes us to the next item, which is the project updates. And that is Mrs. Plummer, the Parks and Recreation Manager.
Thank you, Chair Werner. So we have lots going on. We talked a lot about, oh, you know what? I didn't even update this. It's not Hollister Kellogg Park anymore. We didn't catch it. It's still listed on our CIP project 9035 as Hollister Kellogg Park. So we will get that changed to Johnny D. Wallace Neighborhood Park. So here's your progress report right now. This aerial photo was taken just a couple weeks ago. But since just that aerial photo, we have had so much happen. We've had the restrooms have been installed, the trash enclosures arrived, the majority of the play equipment has been installed, the fitness equipment installed, that some of the picnic areas have been completed, lots happening, lots of fencing has been erected, the handball wall had the finished stucco coat put on, lots happening. And in addition, we have still been working really closely with our skate park community. And we are working on some programs, and as those details unfold, we'll bring you more information. We're still working on some of the logistics. We have a great group of guys. I meet them actually at the park, and they walk the skate park as if they are riding their skateboards, but I don't let them bring their skateboards inside. So they have been very helpful, very supportive, and really good about providing us some insight and recommendations and spreading the word to stay out of the construction zone while it's still a construction zone. So we appreciate all of their efforts.
Just to orient, is that facing south? Are we looking south?
You're looking from Kellogg Ranch to the Nissan dealer. So at the very bottom, you see the fence, the perimeter fence. That's our property line that neighbors up against Kellogg Ranch. So yes, you're looking south from here. So that big square area will be turf. And then you have our sidewalk in the middle, and right adjacent to the sidewalk, you'll see happening in the next couple of weeks, they'll be starting the mid-block crosswalk that will go in there. And then, again, it's really hard to see all of this detail from here, but you can see the seat walls have been completed. The trellises have gone up. The skate park is completed, and lots happening. I have some closer pictures for you.
The left-hand side is one of our trellises with the picnic tables underneath there. The just yesterday, our chess checker tables and our ping pong tables arrived. So you see that. Our slide is no longer sitting on top of a storage shed, but is actually in the ground and concreted in. And on the bottom middle picture, that's a giant crane. And what it is picking up is our first half of our bathroom. So that process is was amazing to watch. And it picks it up off the truck and turns and sets it right on that pad that's in the foreground there. And then they had to take one truck out and bring in the other truck and bring that in and do the same thing all over again. And then they spent the next day connecting everything on the inside. So very amazing process. Actually, Mr. Adamitis passed the truck as it was driving on the freeway with our bathroom. So he called me and said, "Hey, I just passed our bathrooms." So very exciting. And then on the bottom right, I asked our construction management team to pose for us while you can see he's on the fitness equipment out there. So really exciting.
Just a point of clarification, I did not pass. I followed the subject vehicle to make sure it came to Goleta in a safe manner. But it was exciting to see that on the freeway because there was a portion of the structure in the back that was labeled where it was going to. And it was coming up the 101 from Ventura. And so I noted that, and I let Joanne know that it was on its way here. So I safely escorted it.
And we appreciate that support. The Parks Master Plan, K2NA, our consultants, they're continuing their efforts on the draft document, and we're expecting it later this month for the first round for staff to take a look at it and provide them feedback. Our next step is to, after we've provided some feedback to them, is to bring a draft report to be presented to the Parks and Recreation Commission meeting. We're looking right now at February 6th, and if we are able to bring it on February 6th, our goal is to release it very early to you to provide you and the public ample time to go through this document. This is a planning document for us, for our parks, for the next 17 years, so we're really excited about that. Once we provide feedback from a commission level back to our consultants, they make any recommended changes, then a draft report will be presented to the City Council. We would like to have this adopted before June 30th, 2019, and the consultants have received a lot of feedback, and they're working away to get that information to us. The improvements to the athletic field, as I had to update the presentation because today RRM, our contractor, has submitted the 95% documents for our review. So I actually have them right here. The next steps are to finalize those construction documents so that we can release the bids for those by February of 2019. And we're hoping to have that park completed by the summer of 2019, or at least by July 1st, have the majority of the work done. And we're working very closely with RRM to have a variety of bid alternates for this so that we can keep the costs controlled, and so that we have options when we're awarding. So that being whether we're doing sod or seed or different options like that. The bocce court will become a bid alternate, as will the fitness equipment. And then, although it's not a CIP project, the MOVES program, I just wanted to provide you with a little bit of information and some updates. Our current status, we've been doing some field trips and private tours. We've had some parent groups come out, some preschool groups come out. We've been working with our schools to have organized school field trips. Nobody really wanted to schedule them before the winter break, so those are currently scheduled after the winter break. We have our volunteers are still working on some additional monarch butterfly clusters that we can add to the display. As you recall, we already have 4 already out in Evergreen Park. And then we are working on additional outreach and educational opportunities during the winter break with groups like Girls Inc., Boys and Girls Club, to see what we can help arrange for them. And that's all I have for your CIP updates for this month. And if you have any questions, I'm here to help.
Any questions? No, no, thank you. You answered all of our questions before we had any. Okay, so the next item is the director's report. Director Adamidis.
Good evening, Chair Warner and members of the Parks and Recreation Commission. It's a pleasure to be here with you again tonight and to really take just a quick look back, all the things that happened this year with the commission and all the work efforts that took place. It's always kind of a unique point in the presentations that we give you and to just take a moment to look back. And I think you'll appreciate, and I know the commission has previously in prior years said, hey, it was really good to have an opportunity to kind of take a step to look back at all the efforts and all the things that are going to be coming up next year. So with that, we'll start with our PowerPoint. So we had a number of presentations this year. As the commission is well aware, we have a number of folks in and around the community who provide services to a wide range of age groups. And so we had a number of these folks come and present to you here at the commission. And I know we had some very good dialogue and questions from the commission to have a better understanding of who's out there, who are the stakeholders, and who are the folks who are getting services. And so some of the folks that came and presented are listed up here on the slide. We had an overview of senior programs here in the city. We had an overview of the California Parks and Recreation Society Conference. As some of you who attended, particularly Chair Werner and Commissioner West, as we actually co-chair West, as you recall, we had an excellent conference where we saw a number of great kind of work sessions, and we also had an opportunity to see and actually touch and look at up close some of the equipment that's out there put out by some of the vendors. And we had a great time to really see up close the quality, the type of materials. And I thought it was all around from the commission very well received and very educational. So we will continue doing that going into the future. I think it was well worth the time and effort. We also had the presentations for the Healthy People, Healthy Trails. We also covered with our clerk, Ms. Lopez, the next steps to fill commission vacancies and appointments. We also had a presentation from the Isla Vista Youth Project Family Resource Center. We had a number of discussion items that came before the commission this last year. We had the California ballot Proposition 68, which was the Parks, Environment, and Water Bond. We also had the Community Center Park Parcel Design and Cost Options. We had the Evergreen Park Restrooms Exterior Finish Options. We had the preliminary discussion and initial considerations for the Off-Leash Dog Park, which, by the way, will be coming to the council next year. The naming recommendations for the new park in Old Town, that was really a great process, I think the commission will agree, where the community really came out. We had a number of folks who participated, expressed an interest. It was so important to have that connection to the community for the development of what is now Johnny D. Wallace Park. So it was just great to have that opportunity. We also had, for the first time, a new ad hoc committee formed by the Parks Commission for the selection of the playground equipment. And I believe both of our ad hoc committee members will agree that it was a very productive and informative process that they were able to participate. We all had an opportunity to interview the vendors, to see their presentations, to see the materials that they used. It was interesting to compare and contrast the presentations that were provided and the materials and so forth. So we ended up on a final selection. So staff really enjoyed working with the ad hoc committee on that. And I believe it was a very productive process. So thank you for that. And of course, tonight we have the item that Ms. Plummer presented to you just now for the consideration of a mural at Johnny D. Wallace Neighborhood Park. I just wanted to just for a moment here, I don't want to miss sight of the fact of the significance of Johnny D. Wallace Park. I mean, it's just great to be able to say Johnny D. Wallace Park. Some of us at the staff level, me included, I know Ms. Dado and many members here of staff at the city had an opportunity to work with Johnny Wallace when she was on the council, and it was really a special time that we had. And it's so great, and it's so great to be here today with all of you to actually be able to say we have a park that's named after Johnny D. Wallace, and that that park is under construction. For so many years at this commission, there was interest from the commission to know when the park was going to start construction, when we were going to see dirt turned, and now we're seeing updates and progress being made really on a daily basis, and it's just so exciting to be a part of that. And thank also for our legacy members of the commission, and I'm looking at Commissioners Hart and West, when we first started this work with the commission, how great it is to be at this point with all of you to see these wonderful things coming to fruition and coming to be built in the community. It's just great to see that. So through the this last year, the director's report covered the Boys and Girls Club playground replacement and dedication. I hope all of you have had a chance to go by the Boys and Girls Club there in the back and look at the playground equipment that was installed, the new surface material, the playground surface, and to see, I've been back there a few times, to see the number of kids that are out there using that playground equipment and how it's just great to see them being able to fully utilize that area. It's just really great. Our community development block grant and city grant process was another report that we provided you with. An important process here at the city that provides funding to many service providers that really deal with a wide group of age groups and services that are helping people who need help, and it's great to see those funds being put to good use here in the community. We had the state of the city, we had Deltopia and Halloween parking restrictions. It's great to be able to report to the commission that how the Halloween event has really been brought to a point where it's nowhere near the impacts that we used to see in the community. We're able to see the kids actually going out and enjoying Halloween in a safe environment where you don't have cars racing up and down the neighborhoods trying to find a parking space. And so it's just great to see that the neighborhoods are being protected and that the kids are able to enjoy that too as part of this effort. The Goleta Moves update, as you're aware, this is a tremendous volunteer effort. We have Diana Garcia, one of our part-time employees and assistants who was working with some of our volunteers and making the clusters of butterflies by hand. I know some of you have had an opportunity to see that. It's really special to see handmade butterflies being used for a simulation. And to see that come to fruition was really exciting to see. We also shared with the commission the Goleta budget, City of Goleta budget process, and also all of our capital improvement programs. So as the commission is aware, there are millions of dollars earmarked for projects that we regularly want to provide you updates with so you know that there's progress being made on those projects. We also, this last year, July was National Parks and Recreation Month, so we wanted to celebrate that. We also had the event with our community resource deputy, Dave Valadez, the Walk with a Cop, out on the bluffs, where I might add quite a number of people came out and showed up. So it's really great. You know, you've heard of the Coffee with a Cop events where they show up and you can have a cup of coffee, and I've heard of Pizza with a Cop. Well, we have the Walk with a Cop, and I think it's great. So maybe we'll do some other things with, you know, this program next year. It's really great to see that. And I know from talking to our Deputy Dave Valadez that he really enjoys that interaction between law enforcement and the community. I think it's a good thing. We also had the Goleta CERT activity. As the commission is aware, we have a very active CERT program here at the city. Over 360 people have participated in that program, and we're working on more trainings for next year. So we will have a training calendar, we have a quarterly newsletter, and stay tuned for more updates on that program because it's something very popular in the community. We also covered a number of community events the Lemon Festival, also the 4th of July show at Gersh Park, and just some great events in the community. We also had the Countywide Parks and Recreation Commissioner training being scheduled, which I think will start in January, at the end of January, in, I think it's Santa Maria, right? Yep. So it'll be actually January 26th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. In Santa Maria. So I hope if you haven't already, to make sure to contact Ms. Plummer for your RSVP. We also wanted to look back at a half dozen or so of the goals that we had in the efforts that we worked with the commission on during this last year. Now, the first goal was the continued efforts toward their joint use agreements. It still remains a priority to continue the efforts to develop a joint use agreement that's beneficial for the city and the school district and the community. Earlier this year, the city was approached by representatives of Dos Pueblos High School about a potential joint construction and renovation project. So we're continuing that work effort, and we hope to see that come to fruition next year. As many of you know on the commission, this year really didn't start out on the best footing. We had, at the end of 2017, the Thomas Fire. We also had the Montecito debris flow. And these two events impacted my department, the Neighborhood Services and Public Safety Department, and our staff. We worked very closely with the county's Office of Emergency Management during these events, during and after both of these events. And we also had some staffing losses. One of those staffing losses due to a retirement was Ms. Dato. But it did impact certainly our ability to move some of these goals forward for you. But I'm also pleased to report that our staffing is now coming up to the appropriate level so that we can start off next year on a full strength of staff, so that we can push some of these things forward. Goal number two, this is the Parks Master Plan. As you heard from Ms. Plummer, this effort is already underway. We expect to see something very soon, and we'll be bringing that item to the Parks and Recreation Commission probably in February. I think that's the timeline. So we're really excited about the Parks Master Plan. As the commission is aware, the rec needs assessment that you are also familiar with is one of those important foundational documents for Parks and Recreation. And I would also add that the Parks Master Plan is another foundational document that I believe you will take great interest in once that's completed, and we'll bring that to you. Goal number three, the community garden plan. Is completed and adopted. It said the goal was to have a final design completed and adopted by December of 2018, so construction could begin in early 2019. Due to a number of unforeseen circumstances, the project timeline has had to move a little bit to allow for mitigations associated with the bike path to be completed. Moving forward, we're anticipating the design to be approved by spring of next year. Goal number four is the playground equipment and replacement at four parks locations. As you heard from Ms. Plummer, the purchase of that equipment, the call was made today. So this is a very timely update for the commission. We're really excited about seeing, and I know the council is excited about seeing, the arrival of the equipment and the installation of this important equipment to these parks happening next year, very definitely. The process to have selected the vendors and the designs, as I mentioned previously, included the ad hoc committee of the commission, and that was really great to have that effort. We expect that the construction and installation of this equipment will be expected in very early next year. And when I mean very early, we're talking within February, March, first quarter, well, first 3 months. Definitely first quarter. How's that? Goal number 5, construction begins for Johnny D. Wallace Park. The park is over 50% complete as of right now and will be ready for children to play by March of next year. So that's the first quarter. And we're so excited to see this project progress. And we know from the residents and the neighbors that they're equally excited. And we expect to have the celebration of the opening of the park at the end of March, probably on a Saturday, so the whole community can be there, all of the staff and council and everybody, and we're really excited. And as all of you are well aware, March is not that far away. And the last goal, number 6, the community center park parcel project and Goleta Moves underway. As I mentioned a little bit, I touched on a little bit about the Moves program. The construction plans are nearing completion for the community center park parcel. This is the multi-use field. And the bid process is expected to begin in mid-January with the award of bid no later than March 5th. As the commission is also aware, we have a grant associated with this park that we have to use in a timely manner. So we're excited about seeing that move forward. And as I touched on a little bit before, the Goleta Moves program has been installed, as you heard, and field trips have begun already. And here we are looking ahead.
Before you look ahead, can you talk a little bit about that project with Dos Pueblos High School? The joint project, you said in goal, under goal one.
Mm-hmm.
Chair Warner, I'm hesitant to reveal any specifics because we have yet to meet with the school district on this particular item. We have been working with the school and representatives from the school. We've met with some city staff, and we're going to be setting up that meeting with the school district in the right after the new year when school resumes to see what their interest is. But it's a joint renovation project that would allow for expansion of a program and allow a high school program and allow the high school athletes to be working out closer to home versus having to have practices and games away from the high school. So it's a joint venture, and as soon as more details have been revealed, we will definitely bring back more details to the commission. But again, until we're able to talk a little bit more in depth, but it would be impacting one of our city facilities at Stowe Grove Park, and again, working with the high school and their team. Does that help?
Well, I'd like to know exactly what it is, but thank you. I'll be waiting.
Thank you.
So looking, if we could move to the slide for 2019, here we go. So we have 5 goals listed up here on the slide for you. So we'll start with goal number 1. Policies being developed for the recommendations on field use, third-party vendor, and community garden plot rentals. These will come to the commission for review and recommendation to the council next year. So we're looking forward to that. Goal number 2, continue to explore the joint use agreement with Dos Pueblos. As Ms. Plummer just indicated, there's something in the works that we'll be able to bring to the commission next year regarding a joint use and joint opportunity to work with Dos Pueblos High School. Goal number 3 is the community garden and community center park parcel renovation. We expect to have that completed as well in 2019. This is the multi-use field at the community center, as well as the community garden, which is at the very end there of Armidos. Goal number 4 is the completion of the installation of the playgrounds for the 4 parks that we have been working on, and beginning the process to replace and renovate Santa Barbara Shores and San Miguel parks. So we're really excited about continuing the work efforts to improve parks throughout the city. Goal number 5 is begin work on the field renovation at Stowe Grove and Evergreen Park. Once the reclaimed water service is completed at these 2 parks, staff can begin the process for the athletic field renovations. This concludes my year in review report and director's report for you tonight. We are really excited about 2019. There's so much that's in the pipeline, if you will, and that we're looking forward to delivering and completing next year. We're really excited as staff. And again, staff wants to communicate, and I want to communicate to the commission how pleased staff has been to work with the commission so closely throughout this year in really helping to deliver some important work efforts into the community and help make Goleta the special place that it is, and do our part to making a positive contribution to that. So staff just wants to thank you for that opportunity to continue working with the commission, and we look forward to next year. Thank you.
Great, thank you. So the last item then would be any future agenda items that any commissioners would like to see addressed next year.
Actually, I just had a really quick question. On the Boys and Girls Club, the new playground equipment that was installed, is that playground open to the public or just for Boys and Girls Club members?
While there's children at the Boys and Girls Club being supervised, the Boys and Girls Club, it's just for Boys and Girls Club members because they are a licensed facility. And but I believe if their gate is open and it is accessible to the public, but I will confirm that and let you know for sure.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, any other comments?
I'd just like to reflect back that it's been a pleasure working with staff. And was it this year that you came on? It was the end of the prior year that Ms. Plummer came on?
It was actually 2 years ago, just last week.
Well,
so
you know, when you get old,
like
time
a long
flies.
Time, but
doesn't change the fact that it's a pleasure having a Parks and Rec manager, and it's a pleasure working with this staff. It's, you know, I'm again an old legacy. Did you call me a legacy? And it's just been a joy throughout the years, and it just keeps getting better with like you said, a full complement of staff to work with. So I wanted to thank you as well.
I second that. Okay, then I will call the meeting, adjourn the meeting.
These are a few of my favorite things. Girls in white dresses with blue satin sashes.
Snowflakes that